Then enters the man you've referenced, W.R. Holloway. He, too, was very young as he began to become interested in the construction of dams. I believe he was 14 years old.
Actually, it was a canal. Oh. And in the northeast, around Cape Cod, he grew up in that area and eventually received his degree, I believe, at MIT. Shortly thereafter, matriculated to Tulsa.
An interesting thing about him is that he fell in love with his high school teacher.
Hope was 7 years older than he was, and she was a high school teacher, and she might have been even principal of the school. She also played in a local dance band. I think one of his brothers or sisters was involved. So he would, as a kid, go to the dances, and he would get the last dance with Hope. This, of course, wasn't going to work out at the time. So after he graduated from college, he returned home, proposed to Hope. She accepted, and they were married, and that was a very happy relationship.
And she was Frances Hope Kerr. By the way, we should point out, he probably came back here to this area, to Tulsa, only because of Hope.
Possibly.
This man contributed so much to our area, but because of his love for this woman that he came back.
Yes.
Now, what's interesting about Mr. Holloway is he was an agnostic, became the second president of the Unitarian Church in Tulsa.
And, of course, Hope was honored with having a second Unitarian church named there in her honor.
Right. They were founders of All Souls Unitarian, and then Hope Unitarian is named in honor of her.
That's correct.
Is it true, then, that Mr. Holloway came to Tulsa in 1918 to take charge of the water filtration system?
Yeah, the Arkansas.
Of the Arkansas River.
Right.
And that's when he then began to design a new water supply system for Tulsa.
Yes, he also gained a reputation internationally. He did work out of the country as well. He was quite an exceptional individual as far as his knowledge of water resources and dams and things of that nature. Then he came back. They had a need for a water supply. The town fathers in Tulsa were well aware that if their city was going to grow, they had to find more water than they had access to at the time. And his idea seemed laughable at the time.
And that idea was?
It was gravity flow. He contended that there was a water source, the Spavinaw Creek in eastern Oklahoma, that could be dammed. Originally, people didn't think that was possible. But eventually, he convinced enough of the power structure that it could be done. A 54-mile, I believe, channel was developed in gravity flow by 1924.
Let's point out that Tulsa was getting their water from the Arkansas River.
Which was salty.
Yeah, it was not very good.
No, it was right out of the Cimarron, if you will, you know.
Right.
Right out of the western part of Kansas and all of those points west, yeah.
And, of course, members of the Tulsa Water Commission doubted that the water would actually flow that far from Spavinaw to Tulsa.
But, fortunately, it did. You know, there are all kinds of stories about Calvin Coolidge pushing the button that started the water flow. Whether that actually happened or not is questionable because, actually, I think the button was pushed at Spavinaw. But, nevertheless, some politician convinced the president that he needed to be involved in this.
As Chamber of Commerce people might do, this was a publicity stunt by this man by the name of Charles Border. He wanted national publicity, and he asked W.R. Holloway to put his $15,000 check in a waterproof container, let it flow through the gravity line to Tulsa.
He dropped it in at the last well spot before it popped up in Lake Yohola.
And then he asked President Calvin Coolidge to press this button. Well, that was just the stunt, because you're right. The gates were hand-operated. They placed the box in the Mohawk Reservoir. And then 20th Century Fox newsreel comes along and films all this. And the publicity stunt led them believe that that actually happened, but it didn't.
Anyway, Tulsa got its water, and that was the main objective, and that did bear fruit.
It's interesting for Tulsans to know that, but the experience that Mr. Holloway gained from that helped them then for the Pensacola Dam.
Yes. Of course, he not only built a dam eventually, but I think another remarkable experiment. I believe there was only one other pump back in the United States. Pump backs were familiar to Europeans. That is when the water flow diminishes at the dam while you have a reservoir by previously pumping water to a higher level. And so later when he constructed Kerr Dam and built Lake Hudson, he built what was called a Salina pumpback. The W.R. Holloway Lake is a reservoir for the times when the water gets low in the dam. They can release that water from a higher level and generate electricity that way. So the man was brilliant in many respects.
I understand members of the Ku Klux Klan wanted him to fire some of the engineers because they attended the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, he obviously ignored that. As a matter of fact, Holloway ignored everyone's advice but his own. He started from that premise, and for the most part, he was usually right. That just strengthened his resolve, and of course, he blew the Ku Klux Klan off, and they didn't succeed in their demands at all. But I might say as an aside, at that time, they were a very powerful entity in Oklahoma. They ruled the roost in many communities, and I guess they thought at the time they were going to rule Holloway. No one did.